Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. She responds to Louis Nishmas from Moshe. How is it all? We're holding in Sukkah Daf Ches in the Art School Ois V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon starting Halacha Vav in the top of Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Chavili Kash v'Chavili Eitzim v'Chavili Zrodim. Bundles of straw, of wood, and small wood. Ein Misachi Bem, you can't use them to be a Schach because you can't use bundles. We'll see in a moment why. If he unbundled it, it's kosher. The kulum ksherim ladafna is for the walls, you could use bundles. So the reason I can't use bundles, because it looks like he's not doing it for schach, he's doing it for storage. And schach needs to be done for the purpose of being shade, not for storage. What is a bundle? When you have at least 25 pieces of wood. So now we go a little bit into Hilchos Tumo. He says when someone cuts the wood for the schach, so then there's no yodos. What is yodos? Yodos is when you have a fruit and it's connected to a piece of wood called the stem. So the stem is called the yad of the fruit. And if you have tumo on the yad, it goes to the fruit and vice versa. They all connect one to each other. And the reason is because you use the yad, you use the stems in order to carry the fruits. When you person is cutting the schach, he doesn't want the fruits. Adarabah, the fruits are only going to ruin his sukkah. So he really wants to separate the fruits from the stems, from the wood. So therefore, if you cut the schach, there's no din yadis. You don't say that there's a connection between the fruit and the stems. But kotzel the schach, he cut the wood, and the purpose is, in mindset, was to use for schach. We separate, in theory, the stems from the fruit. But chishev aleim lemaychol. But then he thought that he wants to eat it. He changed his mind. But then the machshava comes, because the tuma comes down from machshava. That's the rule always in tuma. A person could change the designation of the kli or any item that gets tuma with a machshava. But what happens in the opposite? Cut so lemachli, cut the fruits with the wood for the purpose of eating. So they're connected. Then he changes his mind. He said, I'm going to use it for schach. So Chaim says the only way that you say that it's going to be bottle from tumo is only if you have so much straw more than the food and the yad. Meaning the yad, whatever's connected to the fruit, is going to be part of the fruit and it's mekabel tumo and you can't use it for schach. So you have to make sure that you're canceling it. Why? Because once it gets tumo, once it's royal mekabel tumo, you can't cancel it b'machshava only. Rav Paskin Kadod Achim like this Achir says, "Man, I'm Kaimin Kotzer Leschach V'Huchshuru." So we ask, what happens to the following thing? He called it the schach, which means now you're separating the yodos, the wood, the stem from the fruit, and then it was kosher lekabel tumo. This yodos got water, and now it's kosher lekabel tumo. So then he changes his mind. He says, "Okay, once I finish the mitzvah sukkah, achzirim legoyim, I'll bring everything back to the goyim." Meaning now he's connecting back the fruit to the stem. Do you say that the fruits they get hechsher tumo? Usually when they're connected, if you do a hechsher on the yad on the stem, so the fruit is kosher tumo as well. But here I separated in machshava, then I got it back in machshava, and the hechsher happened in between. Do you say the hechsher that happened to the stem will work for the fruit if it's connected later, or now the fruit, in order to get tumo, has to have a new hechsher tumo, has to get another liquid in order to be kosher lekabel tumo? And the Gemara does not answer this question. Continues the Gemara, we're using here in the next few lines the girsa of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Vilna Gaon, that the Gemara says, Tani Rav Yishayo Poisel, meaning, we learned in the Mishnah that you can use the bundles for the walls of the sukkah. It's only a problem on the schach. Rav Yasa disagrees, and he says that even for the tfanos, even for the walls, is a problem. So why is that so? So Gemara explains, Rav Yasa b'shem Chama b'chinino, it says in the pasuk, v'sakoyso ala oroin es haparoiches. It says, you're going to be covering the oroin. The Torah used the lashon schach, referring to the paroiches, which is the curtain. So you see, a wall also has the lashon of sakoyso of schach. Mikan she'adoifin koru schach. Here you see that the doifin, the wall, is called schach. Mikan she'ein oisin tfonos b'davos shebekabel tumo. From here you see you can use something kabel tumo for the tfonos, and the bundles. The problem is that I'm using something which is an oitzer. It's not planned to use for the schach. So whatever is possible in the schach is possible for the tfonos as well. We're holding now in the Ches Amud Beis, Halacha Zayin Zok de Mishnah. Mesachachin benesoyin divri abuda. Abuda says you can use boards for a schach. For Meir or Meir says you can use boards. We'll see in the Gemara what's a machlekes. Nasan alan nesa shurochav arbaot tfachim. If he has a board which is four tfachim wide, ksheiro bevat shalish an tachtov. Meaning even a mandama that says that you should not use board for the schach, but if you do have a board of four tfachim, the sukkah is still kosher. Just don't sleep under this board. Because as we'll see, what is poisel a sukkah minatzat from the side is only four amas. So even though you have schach pasul over here, if it's not four amas, it's not poisel the sukkah. Zok de Gemara, Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, b'sheyesh b'em roichav arbo nechlekot. The machlekes, in the beginning of the Mishnah, between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir, if you can use boards or not, talk about boards that have the width of four tefachim. But if the last of four tefachim, everybody agrees, you can use it for schach. Rav Yosef b'shem Yechonon memshufim b'keilim nechlekot. He says, the machlekes is, if they have a sharp edge, and they look like a kli, they look like a vessel. That's why, according to Rav Meir, you can't use it, because it looks like it's doing schach with keilim. When Avir Ben the name of Rav said that the machlekes is when their boards are have the width of four, does he hold that if it's going to be sharpened and not four tefachim, maybe you'll agree as motor? In other words, does he argue with the second explanation? We learned that you cannot use shalvius, which are the ladder rungs. And he said, why? Why do you say you can't use the ladder rungs? Because he holds like a mayor that holds you not allowed to use it. Meaning, which are mayor? Remeir in our Mishnah, it says you can use things that look like a kli. So he holds that the ladder rungs look like a kli, and therefore you can't use them. So here in Lechor, it's different than what we saw in the previous daf. That seems to be the Nekavis also because of the Mekabel Tumah. The Yerushalmi holds, it's not really Mekabel Tumah because it's something, as Rav Chaim points out, Ha'osu Lamalois. Meaning, even though we talk about ladder rungs, they are in a cave, they're female, meaning they have a receptacle. But this receptacle is meant to be filled up with the other part of the ladder rung, meaning it's going to be with the other part of the wood. It's going to be connected to something and be filled up. So it's not really a kli, it just looks like a kli. It looks like a kli, that's Rav Meir in our Mishnah. It says anything that looks like a kli should I use because of Xer, maybe you'll come use a kli. But you see that he agrees that our Mishnah can be explained regarding kalim, that looks like a kli, and not regarding four tefachim only. Kedusha Gemara speaks now. The other man d'omar, Rabbi Yosef b'Shabbi Yochanan, that says meshufim lekelim nichleku. He says if it's sharpened like a kli, that's a machlekes. Kedusha Gemara, you can't use because it looks like a kli. What happens? Rabbi Sheish b'Amirchav Rabbi Yerakol Aser. But if it's four tefachim wide, Rabbi will hold its aser. Is that a pshat? So well, no. Madohi Rabbi Yosef b'Sidru Rabbo. Rabbi Yosef said a psak in the big mismantish. Malto, which is a wide board more than four tefachim, mesachachim bo. You can use it for schach. V'amrin, who said you can use more than four tefachim? Kerabudo, he passed like a budo. Hado amr, yado. He agrees that budo holds that more than four tefachim is going to be mutter. Meaning, they're not really arguing with each other to explain the Mishnah. One explained the Mishnah regarding the size of four tefachim is the mutter aser. One explained it if it looks like a kli is the mutter aser. But they're not arguing with each other. They both agree to these two explanations in the Mishnah. Now, the next part of the Gemara, you have to understand the idea of a board. You can put the board in two ways. Either put it on its face, which means on the width of the board, or you can put it on its edge. The width of the board is called over here oyrich, and the edge is called roichav. So it says the Gemara, Shmuel Amar Adod, the problem with the board is loyrich. You put it on its face. Aval the roichav on its edge, kosher, because then you don't have foot fachim. They both say, ben loyach, kosher, they're both a kosher. And I'm going to explain that in a moment. He says, no, if you hold, you can't put it on the face of the board, so you can't use the edge either, because he says this whole board you're not allowed to use. That's a code of zero. What are they both saying? That it's kosher on its face and on its edge. There's a mandama that holds its puzzle. So what do you mean they're both kosher? Says the Gemara, what it means is that even if you hold a schach pasul, it's not a problem. The issue in a schach pasul is only if it's four amas. Not only minatzad from the side, everybody agrees, minatzad, you say different akumo, as we saw in the end of the Mishnah. They hold also in the middle of the sukkah. If I have schach pasul less than four amas, it doesn't ruin the sukkah. The sukkah is still kosher. So that's what they're saying over here. It doesn't matter if this board is on its face or on its edge, the sukkah is still kosher, even though it's more than four tefachim, because they hold schach posel's place only before Amos, not like the other, the more common sheet in the Gemara, that if you have more than four tefachim, it's already posel. Now we're holding in Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We just mentioned that according to Rav Amnuno, he holds you're not allowed to use a board not on its face and not on its edge. According to Mandomar, the board is posel. Says the Gemara, Masniso Pligol Rav Amnuno. The following Brisa argues on Rav Amnuno. Sukkah she'eino mechzekis roisho v'ruv v'shulchanoi. You have a sukkah which is too small. It's less than the right shear. So how can you make this sukkah kosher? Ve'vi nesa v'itzar min ha'shlosh tefachim. Bring a board and use only three tefachim out of the board. What does it mean, use three tefachim on the board? In tema l'roicha, meaning you put it on its edge. But we just said, leis yachi, you can't do that. Tomar v'zreika b'shem ramnuno, k'divei mishu poisel kan, poisel kan. You said you can use the board not on its face and not on its edge. So that you can use the edge. Elo kan anekaimim l'roich. Elama, what does it mean? You put it on its face, but you're going to put into the sukkah only three out of the four tefachim. Meaning if I have a sukkah, which is four tefachim, so all I'm missing is three tefachim, bring this into the sukkah, use three tefachim out of it, even though it's schach posel is placed only in four tefachim. So here I have schach posel less than four tefachim, I'm going to use only three out of the four. That's how I'm not placed in the sukkah. That's how you have to explain, according to Amnuna, this braiso. But if we're talking about such a small sukkah, which is only zayin tefachim, how is he going to sleep over there? The sukkah you have to eat, drink, and sleep. You can't sleep on only four tefachim. You have to have at least seven tefachim in order to sleep. So how can it be that you're going to use a schach posel to finish the sukkah of a zayin tefachim only? Elamai, you have to say that I'm not using the face of the board. I'm using the edge of the board, which will be three tefachim. And the edge is kosher. So it's not a schach posel, it's schach kosher. So you see a raya gets a Rav Amnuno that says that a board, which is four tefachim, you can't use even the edge of the board, which is less than four tefachim. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Sukkah Daf Ches.